Hello, my name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to provide you with initial steps to walk out this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. And here's today's Fresh Step. And when Jesus went to the cross, he not only went to deliver us from spiritual death, but he also went to destroy the power of sin over us. Now we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? When you got born again, when you received Jesus as your Lord over your life, not only did he wash away all of your sins, but he took back any authority that the adversary had over you to cause you to sin. Now, most people say, well, how did he do that? When you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of your spirit and he regenerates or makes your spirit brand new. He takes out that old sin nature and replaces it with the nature of God, with the kingdom of God's way of doing things that's literally on the inside of you. So people might ask, well, if I'm a new creation, why do I still make some of the same decisions I made before? Well, that's pretty simple. You got to understand that you are a three-part being. In accordance to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you are a spirit who lives in a physical body, but you also possess a soul. Now, your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions, or your feeler, your chooser, and thinker. And though your spirit is brand new because you have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit, your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, still has to be renewed. And the only way it's going to be renewed is by the word of God. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, he says that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a brand new creation. Someone who's never, ever existed before. Old things, that old sin nature has passed away. Guess what? All things are made new. Your spirit man is made new. In order to change your behavior, you're going to have to change the way you think. In order to change the way you think, you're going to have to change the things that you're feeding on. When I'm talking about feeding on, I'm not talking about just food. It includes food, but not just food. But I'm talking about the words that you're hearing, the things that you're watching, and the music and stuff that you're listening to. All those things go on the inside of you, and they form how you think, feel, and choose, which is all part of your soulish realm. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.